Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 14. A loud and cheerful greeting early in the morning will be taken as a curse. This might sound a bit harsh, but if you've ever lived with someone who is irrepressibly loud and cheerful, you probably know what the writer in this proverb is getting at. In life, it's not so much what you say as how, when, where, and why you say it. The writer is talking about people who are insensitive. And let's be honest, we all know people like that, and we've all done it ourselves. In the previous chapter, the writer referred to someone who was completely insensitive and totally misread the situation. He saw them as a serious liability. He wrote, "Just as damaging as a madman shooting a deadly weapon is someone who lies to a friend and then says, 'I was only joking.' Everything was wrong about this. He shouldn't have been lying in the first place, and to try to pass it off as a joke was just pouring fuel on the fire." We all have something to learn from this. We need to learn to use our words with increasing care, because the same words can be received totally differently depending on the person, time, weather, and a thousand other variables. Words that might amuse one person might antagonize another. Statements that some people find full of insight might cause lasting offense to another. Before you conclude that you need to keep your mouth firmly shut and never say another word, let me encourage you to lean even harder on the Holy Spirit. He is the one who gives us wisdom and strength to speak in the way that the Apostle Paul described in Colossians chapter 4, when he said, "Let your conversation be gracious and attractive, so that you will have the right response for everyone." Now let me ask you a question. What has this proverb taught you about communicating with others? And now let me pray with you. Father God, thank you that you've given us your Holy Spirit to enable us to speak in a way that will honor you and bless others. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.